special episode of People from Ibiza. And again, we are on a very beautiful place here in the center of Ibiza. And I have the honor to introduce you to the producer of People from Ibiza. His name is Stijn, he's 23. And just let's welcome him. Thank you, Stijn, for being here. And
Thank you so much that
you took time to get this interview. And welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm really wondering, we had a lot of conversations together, and I really love our conversations about life. It's always in Dutch, so this is our first conversation in English. And you're 23, I'm 55, but for me it seems like there is no age difference. And I want to inspire this episode to the young people who are looking in their life, what they want to have to do, if they follow their path, is it good or is it bad? You know, if you have this age like you, you have the life in front of you. So, but there is a lot of possibilities. And what I noticed about the teenagers, the young 20s, that I feel insecure about, do I do the right study, if I'm on the right place. But you just moved here to Ibiza, so tell me something about your background.
Yeah, there is so much to tell, so it's kind of hard to decide where to begin, because I studied photography and film on the Art Academy Sint Joost in Breda in the Netherlands. And after I finished 2.5 years ago, I realized that for my whole life I have been going to school. So you are in a system, you go to kindergarten, etc., etc. And then you are all of a sudden an adult, and school teaches you all kinds of knowledge, but how to live your life and how to carry yourself and, like you say, which path to choose in a world that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger by all the options, by all the media and the internet. So the first months, they say it like, I don't know, you fall into a black hole after you finish your study. You just don't know where to go, and you kind of am crawling around the darkness to find a dot on the horizon to move towards too. And Ibiza came naturally on my path. I think as a lot of people have experienced how Ibiza does it, it just pulls you here. And it is it. My sister had a big love for the island already, and she had the same graduation year as me. And she had the idea, oh, I want to explore if I want to live on the island. She wasn't sure, but she had the feeling because she already went a few times for holidays. And we could borrow the camper van of my parents. And as she asked me, Stijn, do you maybe want to come for a holiday? And I thought, like, just 2 weeks. So we went in the middle of COVID. So in the Netherlands, there was a lot of separation. And I was really missing some deep connection. And I just didn't feel home in the system and the environments that I moved in. And I really felt for a big part of my life, there is this reality of, like, do you understand when I talk about ancient times? Yes. Like, you know, before we wrote history, you
yes,
know?
Yes, yes.
There has been this deep desire to nature, to live tribally, to connect in a way that feels close to my nature. And I've always felt like I was stuck in a world that was disconnected from my own true nature and from the nature. And then I came here with my sister in COVID, where everything was so stressed in the Netherlands. And those 2 weeks became 2 months. And there were all these special people on the island, and it touches me now. It's been one of the most beautiful periods in my life in which I finally felt home. And I realized that this dream that I always pushed away, I crave and desire these ancient times, I pushed it away because I didn't believe that I could ever live that dream, because it was in the past. It was something that I would never experience by being born in this time. And then I found it on the island at that time.
Wow, that your sister created this. And you said, yes,
I hopped on board.
And you said 2 weeks, 2 months, and now 2 years. And yeah, this experience is amazing. So you finished your study. Then we had this COVID time. And what is really interesting is that you say, yeah, I was in the system, you know, kindergarten, primary school, high school, study like the Dutchies do and a lot of people in the world. And it's really the system. Mm-hmm. But you're not the system.
No.
You are a person. You are a human being. And for to choose, you can to be in the system and you can choose to be in as human.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you deal with this at this young age you have?
I've learned a lot in these 2 years, not only by living on Ibiza, but just by going inwards and walking my path and finding my path. And one thing that's really important for me is that I found my compass, which is my heart. And I learned mostly by walking the Camino to Santiago. I did 1.5 years ago by walking for 44 days. I learned that your mind tells you, go left. But your heart, if your heart says, go right, every time I went left and I listened to my mind, something not so nice happened or something fell out of resonance. But every time I followed my heart, my path would have led me to a very special synchronicity or meeting a person that just was amazingly resonating with me, that we became friends or we kept contact for a long period, or even someone you just meet and never see again, but they give something really meaningful. And then I learned to listen to my heart, and your heart isn't programmed by a system because you don't know where your heart wants to go tomorrow. Because your heart beats only now. And I feel that when you learn to connect with your heart as a compass, you learn that life constantly changes and your path constantly changes, but that you can learn to trust on something pushing you towards the direction that you're destined to.
Wow, what an amazing experience. Go to the left with your mind and follow your heart. I think a lot of people are bothering with this. How do I listen to my heart? Mm. I want to listen to my heart, but the mind says very strongly, go this way, because I have to work, I have to organize my income, I have to be an identity with this Instagram thing. You know, there's a lot of chaos going on.
Mm-hmm.
On in the world. And what I'm listening that you just follow your path by going to Ibiza and just went this 44 days just walking and just be in the life. And I also hear that you are practicing to be in the present.
Exactly.
And then you can follow your heart, but it's not always be there or possible to follow your heart, because sometimes the mind is always needs some attention.
Yeah, I understand. It's difficult because listening to your heart also means dropping down into your body and going from your mind to your physical being. And your senses, they can only perceive now. You can only smell now, you can only hear now, you can only sit here right now. And it's still a challenge, so I'm not there yet. I'm still learning to become more and more present, and I think that's a big mission in life.
Your whole life.
Exactly. I think your mind asks you a lot of questions, and it causes a lot of chaos, like you say, to predict the future or to travel back to the past. Your mind is always this machine that is trying to calculate what will happen tomorrow, and do I have enough money? Am I working enough for my pension when I'm 80 years old? And I think it is because your mind and your ego, it helps you to survive.
It's surviving
it's
system.
It's a survival instinct.
Yes.
But I feel also when you learn to tune in with your heart and with the present, and you learn to trust in life, then you also learn that life gives you exactly what you need, and that everything will be okay.
Yes, like we met each other. That's a very, very funny story. I was at a special place, a secret cave. Not a lot of people know this. And it was the end of the day, and then I saw a Dutch car, and there were two ladies, and Stein was standing there, And so we just started to talk, and I asked him, suddenly, are you an editor? And he said, yes. So when I started to dance, okay.
Yeah, like, and I was actually surprised, like, how do you know that I'm an editor? And why do you ask this question, you know?
So life is also bringing you something and guide you something. You're always on the right spot. And this is the fun, because now we're sitting together. We have this podcast. We have this very beautiful episode of people from Ibiza. And like this morning, you sent me a pin to go somewhere, and I was in another place. But it was for me the perfect place, because, you know, I was surrounded by beautiful blossom trees and this big, huge olive tree. So I was sitting there in front of the olive tree, and just relaxed and just be in contact in the moment. And then you said, no, it's the wrong place. But it isn't the wrong place. You guided me to this place.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean, you're always on the right place. You're on the right moment.
There. Yeah, you had to be there to have this moment for yourself alone before coming here and having this conversation.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people in the system, they stress of making mistakes.
Yes.
You see it, for example, with people walking in the street with Google Maps, and they're constantly following the arrow, but they forget to look around. But they don't want to miss a turn, because then you lose time, and losing time is money and da-da-da. But I learned to look up and live. And that also means getting lost and taking the wrong tracks. And sometimes it's hard to connect with your heart, and you're in your pain.
And because your pain is before, you know, sometimes you have to go through depression, through illness, through panic, or, you know, financial relation troubles. And, you know, at that moment, the system goes to the survival system that you stay alive. And you think at that moment, oh, I don't have a good life. I'm not happy. I'm bothered. But this is just a chance to meet yourself in another way as well.
Yeah, so, beautiful.
Yeah. And we talk about this as well, about your health, about your life, about all your relationships.
Yes.
And we have a relationship as well. So it's, if you meet somebody here on the island or wherever you are, every person has a message.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the magic for me as a person here now with you, with this podcast. And I'm wondering, what is your experience by this? Because you're very mature for 23. I'm always wondering, you're so wise, and sometimes looking, you look older than me. You have such a knowledge about life and wisdom. And can I ask you a question about it? How is it possible that you are so mature?
Yes, you know a lot. For sure.
What is your traveling, personal traveling as human being to come here and to live here on the island? And
I think, to answer your question, and without going too much into my past, it's something we talked about also yesterday, is like, positivity and light doesn't come by itself.
No.
You sometimes need counterforce, you need resistance to become strong and to grow. And I feel that life has given me a lot of counterforce on the very early stage in my life, when I was very young. I had a lot of difficulties around my sexuality on high school, and I was really struggling with who I am. But struggling who you are on such a young age forces you to think about, who am I?
Yes.
And being depressed about not being who you are on a young age makes it even a survival mode to get to know yourself better. Otherwise, you don't want to live anymore.
Yes.
And so I feel like life forced me in a way, and taught me to go within and to look within myself and to learn, get to know myself better. So not what people were saying about me, but who I really was. And by doing so, I started a trajectory of self-growth, development, therapy from when I was like 13 or 14.
Wow, that's young.
Yes. And So my healing journey began so early, and I feel when you're really young, you're also really receptive for yes. learning. So you could say that I already have almost 10 years of getting to know myself on a very deep spiritual layer behind me. And that is what you call made me mature, because I've been discovering my path for a very long time. And I see this with more and more young people. They start earlier and earlier because the world's getting bigger, all the knowledge is there, and the world also forces us to grow and to get to know each other and to connect with each other. Yeah. And that's also something that the island really taught me, because the earth needs a growth in consciousness radically. Yeah. And I was born on a planet where all the adults were screaming, the earth is dying and your generation has to save everything. So from a young age, there was already this reality of...
And was it a pressure for you?
It's a pressure for my whole generation, because you are getting born on a ship that's going down, and you have to deal with the consequences of your ancestors, of the people before you, and they kind of say that it's your responsibility now to come with a solution before it's too late. So I feel a lot of people for my age, especially the high sensitive people that don't feel home in the system, they feel the earth, they feel the pain, they feel this consuming energy that's taking over the Western world, and they feel this that they have to push themselves towards the other side to balance the planet. And for me, that desire that I talked about before of this ancient world of living tribally, to truly connect without the phone, without the bullshit. I came here, I moved into a community, I lived on a mountain, there was no phone reception. There were all these rainbow people that were learning me which wild plants I could eat. I lived with like solar power. I learned that electricity isn't infinite, that I have to be cautious with water. And I became aware of such primal basic things that we are detached from in the system, because we just press a button, our poo flushes, and you never see it again.
Yes.
But we leave behind a lot of shit as humanity. And I feel that this island really has taught me consciousness, how to take care for each other, take care of the earth, and to grow consciousness and reconnect with nature.
It's just your natural way of being as well, because you have going through this.
Yeah.
I feel the same. If you make the contact with the nature, it changed the whole world for you. Mm-hmm. And if we are in the system, you know, it's a hurry. A lot of people expect a lot of things from you. And then it's difficult to take your own path. But you did it. Mm-hmm. And it's really wonderful, because your conscious field creates this reality.
Mm-hmm.
As in life, you always create your own reality. Where are you? What do you want to discover? So for you is this path, and for the listener, it's their path. Mm-hmm. So be aware that you always take the right decisions. You never can make mistakes, but just do it. I hope that this episode just motivates the young people and the elder people, of course, everybody, just to motivate. If you feel something,
mm-hmm.
I want to change, just do it and have the trust, do it. And sometimes it's easy, and sometimes, you know, it's not easy, but that's life.
Mm-hmm.
And the survival systems help you to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, lovely.
Yeah, but of course they keep you in safety, in your comfort zone, your survival system. Because making a change is very scary, because you're going to enter a territory that is unknown.
Yeah.
And for me, choosing to leave the Netherlands meant for me leaving behind my old story.
Yes.
And a lot of people, they hold on to their story because that's what they know, and that's safety.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean happiness, and it doesn't mean living from your heart. So living from your heart is a lifestyle that asks a lot of courage, and it is super terrifying. But you learn to get to know your heart and get to trust it. And that's also what I advise to anyone, not only the young people. It's just like, I know it's super scary.
It is.
It is.
It is.
But trust that it will bring you exactly where you will feel happy and you will feel alive.
Yes, just do it. Yeah. Just do it.
If you go for it.
No. Go for it. And the reality will give you everything what you need. And I think every human being has to trust about this new philosophy that you're always in the right place, that you're always invited by the reality, by Mother Earth, to be somewhere on the right spot, that you can be a contribution for Mother Earth, for yourself, for the others, and for everything that exists. And I'm looking around here because I feel the wind very strongly and I love it. And of course, this is an island in the sea. So, yeah, we are confronting with the energy of Mother Earth and with the wind and with the sun. But why is this place so special for you, Stijn? Because this is really, really a magic place.
So I chose this spot for today because it's close to a place where I lived for 8 months. And I always came here when I kind of couldn't connect with my heart anymore. And I just totally got lost in my little bubble. You know, sometimes when we stay home for days, we forget that there's a bigger world. And from here, I could see the fields, I could see the mountains, and I could see the sea in the distance. And it would always give me this bird's-eye view of, oh yeah, this is Ibiza. I live on this island. Look at this beauty. And I could connect with the totality of it and remind myself why I'm here. And the island has given me so much. It's been super challenging. So I also don't want to give the impression to people, I followed my heart and now I am at an end destiny. Because the destiny, the dot on the horizon you want to get to, is the present.
Yes.
And the present is always here, but it's always changing. So I haven't yet achieved what I was looking for, but the achievement is just in being here and feeling what I feel. And after 2 years of being on the island, my heart started to give me a new message. And that was like to return home to my roots for a while and to reconnect with my family and the place where I came from. And I again could stay here because I created my life here. And now this becomes my safety bubble. And I have a lot of anxiety of going back because that's the life I left behind. And I don't count people just waiting for me for 2 years and then I'm back and everything is the same. So I feel now anxiety to go back to the Netherlands for a few months. But my heart tells me that there's something I have to feel again there and return where I came from and bring all the love, light and consciousness that I gathered here on the island to bring it back home and to spread it.
Wow, because, that's beautiful. Yeah.
I feel that the island can be a cocoon to retreat in because it's surrounded by the sea. I see it as a little mini universe.
Yeah, it is.
And everything moves really quick here, like an accelerator, like a microwave, speeding up all the processes because it's like a vacuum. And I feel in cocoons you are safe to grow. So you go within, you grow, you become stronger. But I still believe that we are gathering love, light and consciousness here to spread with the world. So it's not my purpose to always stay isolated on this island and to live this beautiful life. Well, I feel that the world also needs me.
And how do you feel that the world needs you? In which way? Can you explain that? Because I think the listeners, they also have the feeling, I want to be a contribution. I want to give my knowledge, my positive possible things, what I can do for the other. We are human beings. We always want to help the other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we say that, you know, if there is a donation, if there is something, you know, like the Ukraine, we just give. Mm-hmm. And especially the people really want to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like that people are something nasty, not a good person, or just don't treat you very well, or do things behind you. But anyway, I will come back to my question. How do you feel you want to be, give something to the world? What is that?
I think what's really important, what I also talked about before, about we are born on a going down ship. I feel what the earth needs now is growing consciousness. And what is killing the world is unconsciousness, basically. So, for example, when you pollute the world because you're not aware what your actions cause, it harms your environment. When you are putting poison into the nature, but you're not aware that you're poisoning the nature, then you will walk away, a tree will die, and you will never know. But when you're conscious, you know that you cannot throw the poison into your environment. And your environment isn't only trees, your environment is people also as well. So what I want to do is I want to contribute to the growth of consciousness so that we learn to heal the earth, and that more and more people grow their consciousness to support the earth, to not waste all the beauty she has to offer for us. And I do that through my art, because I'm an artist and I have a lot of different art forms. But if I have to label my ego, I could identify as a filmmaker, for example. And what's really important for me is people have to experience things themselves. Otherwise, you're teaching the mind things.
Yeah.
People have to feel something. And I want to make not movies that you watch and you're a witness, but movies that you experience and you're in them and you feel them. So I am making immersive experiences of people that they can go through it, feel it for themselves. And I'm now working on a new project which really contributes in raising the consciousness of the world, but also connecting with your own body and the different parts in your body, and letting people go on a meditative journey in which they connect with their lower belly, because your lower belly stores also so much knowledge and memories in all your cells. It's not only your brain that's important. So I guide people through points in their body to connect with their inner worlds, because consciousness begins with you, with yourself. Yeah. You cannot change the other person if you have a lot of work to do yourself. But if you are happy and you smile at the person in the supermarket, they feel your light and they shine as well. But when you're in a negative energy and you look at the people in the supermarket and you say to them, you're not smiling, you know, you are not spreading the love and the consciousness and the awareness that the pain you feel inside could be as well the pain of someone of the other person.
And maybe it's always the same. If you feel not very well and you meet another people, it's equal.
Exactly.
And I think what you say is also that we have to understand yourself by growing by consciousness, and also to understand the other. And maybe the other needs some light or some smile or a little thing. And it's very funny because now I found out that we do the same thing. I do it by Heart Connection Netherlands and by my seminars, and to spread knowledge. And the most important thing is to connect with the body, and also that people receive knowledge so that they know where they come from. They know how the unconscious mind works. They know, they get to know how the biology is working, because, you know, this knowledge is not in the system. Mm-hmm. They don't give this knowledge.
No,
but it's...
You learn mathematics, but you don't learn how your body properly works or what to eat.
And and that will be wonderful if we go this... You do that by filming as an artist. I do it by giving seminars and making this podcast together.
Spreading
and now I find out, just spreading messages. And what's really wonderful that you say, yeah, contribution to Mother Earth. You do that by just be aware of your own consciousness.
Exactly.
That's the growth we can give. If you grow by yourself, it's for Mother Earth, and it's for the other as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning from other people. We're learning from Mother Earth and Father
Sun
and Father Wind. Mm-hmm. All the elements are here, yes. And the water, you can see the water, you know. It's also the womb of Mother Earth, and especially the sea, it's salt. So you really get connected. You feel one. You feel mm-hmm. one with everything there is.
Because our bodies, they are earth. They are made from all the elements that are here. So
the earth create us. The earth create
exactly. You are born from the earth and from all the elements present here. So I believe how you treat your environment, you treat yourself. Because if you poison your crops, you eat the same crops. Yeah. And if you poison your body, you also poison the world around you.
Yes.
And that counts the same for food, you know, like you what you eat, what you allow in your temple will create your reality as well.
I'm so happy here, you know, to go to the local farmers, to go to people make their own food.
Exactly.
And a lot of people have their own garden with the herbs, with the tomatoes, the beautiful orange and mandarins. It's so valuable here, and to have this local food, and that gives energy. Because where you are in the world, just see what is in your area, what is growing there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the best you can get for your body. So
exactly.
If you be healthy, you also follow the path of good food and also positive thinking.
Yes, positivity, consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah,
love,
yeah.
Empathy for each other.
I'm so happy with our conversation.
Thank you.
And I have a request, because a couple of weeks ago we talked about loneliness. I think a lot of people know this feeling, to feel lonely. And also we talked about depression, but I think we do that in another episode.
Yeah,
because totally. I think it seems like it's not a positive theme to talk about loneliness and to talk about depression, but I think it's very important, because I think a lot of people know this feeling,
mm-hmm.
and just talk about this subject and just spread the word what you can do, what is this feeling, why you're not alone by feeling alone, you
yes.
know, it will be wonderful.
I understand totally. I think it's about accepting the presence of the darkness, allowing it, being it there, but then to follow the light again to grow. And I think that can create a lot of positivity. So it's things we have to talk about, but yeah.
I see now.
Yeah, I'm holding this stone. It always calms me. It calms me. I just pick up a branch or a thing and I hold it and I just...
What does it give you, this stone?
It just calms me to hold a stone or... I just picked it up where we're sitting.
Oh, nice.
And it's just good to connect your senses to your environment, to pick up a stone, to feel its weight, its structure. Sometimes I pick up a leaf and I feel the structures of it and
the energy as well.
Yeah, exactly. And it just makes me calm and connect with my environment.
Oh wow, you're a rock in this world.
Totally.
Stein.
Edelstein.
Yeah, and it's your name as well. Thank you very much for this very beautiful conversation.
And you as well.
I love to invite you again to this podcast, People from Ibiza,
because
yes. we have to talk a lot about. And again, we will sitting in a very beautiful place here in Ibiza. So thank you very, very much. But anyway, do you want to give the listeners something or say something to the listeners who's listening to this?
I think I already really got to the core, and that's just listening to your heart, trusting on yourself and trusting on life, and that life gives you, if you follow your heart, exactly what you need. It won't give more than you need. It won't give too little than you need. And it's just really follow your heart as a compass. And where does it want to go?
Wow, beautiful. Connected to your heart connection.
And follow your path.
Follow
yes.
your path. And I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of the listeners. Thank you very much for listening. Yes, I'm very happy to invite people like Stein and other beautiful people here on the island. So feel free, if you want to give a donation, see it at the link in the bio. And thank you very much. See you next time.
Ciao.